South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so we've got Microsoft, our topic this week, stooping to a new low. All right, so what's this all about?
Yeah, well, they're always trying to get us to buy something, obviously, because that's how they stay in business. But so they have a program or an application that's called PC Manager that's been kicking around the Microsoft Store since late 2022, and it's optional, an optional download, not something that comes pre-installed with Windows 11 yet.
Windows 11,
We can expect that to happen. It also works on Windows 10, version 18.09 and above. And it's actually a decent application, except for the fact that when you install it, it checks your system and it asks if you want to optimize your system and recommends that you replace whatever browser you're using that's not Bing with Bing to repair your system.
We definitely recommend Bing is the way to go.
Definitely, and they
that's
say
of course
that
Windows.
Your default settings have been changed.
Yeah,
and your default settings have been changed, and pushing us to actually restore them, like using Chrome is a bad thing, which it's not.
Yeah.
So it's a little deceiving, but they do say right up front that we're going to change your reset your browser defaults to Bing if you accept the repair.
Hmm.
So I don't see how it can be a repair. But anyway, that's what they're trying to do now.
These browser wars are still going on, David. That's for sure. It seems like no matter which one you use, they're always trying to be sure to get you to use whatever that one is that you happen to be on. They say, hey, I see that's not as your default. Why don't you make it your default browser?
And exactly.
So, I mean, all of them are definitely competing. This one, as you said, is kind of a sneaky way to do it, because I bet some people would be fooled if you saw, you know, something needs to be repaired. Why wouldn't you do that if it's a, you know, legitimate Microsoft thing?
Right. So, you know, the PC Manager app is from Microsoft, and it's telling you that there's potentially something wrong with your computer, so let's fix it.
Yeah. And what's wrong is you're using the wrong browser.
Right. It's all about the advertising, Rob. They advertise like crazy in the browsers and give you cookies and all the other things. But Windows 11 has taken the step forward where they actually advertise from within the operating system now.
Wow. Okay. Well, this seems like uncharted territory. Okay. So tell me, what does that mean, that exactly? Where have they started to put ads?
Well, you're finding ads in... truly deceptive ads in Windows 11 in the recommended apps and expanded into repair tips and file cleanup. So when you do these normal things on your system, you're going to get advertising for products that you can buy to make the process simpler.
Hmm. Okay. Is this cluttering up, or is it making it look worse to use? I mean, as far as a user experience?
I would say it's making it worse to use, but I think that it's an interruption to what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I don't need to have ads running when I'm trying to, let's say I'm trying to do a PC cleanup or find duplicate files. I don't need to be told that, yes, you can buy this Microsoft product that'll make this simpler and faster for you.
Yeah, it seems to me like it would be getting in the way of like the process of using a computer, but I didn't even think about that. You know, all the stuff that they could do to have ads. You know, you could have your control panel being sponsored by a company, I suppose. You know, imagine if you just wanted to change the color. You know, sponsored by Benjamin Moore or something. Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, you could put ads everywhere, I suppose. But eventually, it's going to have the opposite effect, that people are just going to end up hating the product more.
Yeah, and you're not going to see that people are going to be buying all of these apps, especially when they're telling you to change from Bing to Chrome, when nobody wants to use Bing.
No, as much as they've tried.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's going to happen. Okay. So what is the PC Manager in general? I mean, as far as itself, you said it's a good thing if it just weren't, you know, if they weren't trying to put ads in it, right?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good app. But as with a lot of Microsoft products, that's not quite enough for Microsoft. They want to be increasing their business and turning various products and features into ad vehicles. And especially the, like this PC Manager is free. So if they're giving you something for nothing, they want to try to get something from you.
Yeah. And they must be selling this to other people to put ads here, you know, whether it be their own company or maybe trying to sell other things sometime by using the space, I guess. Okay. All right. So what would you, I mean, this is just kind of an issue with the company, I guess. What would you advise people? I mean, to just be aware that, you know, if it says it needs to be repaired, in some cases it might not, or what would you tell people?
Yeah, in some cases it's not going to be cleaned up or repaired or fixed by PC Manager or Microsoft app. So look, if folks download the app, it does a pretty good job with what it's supposed to be doing, but it is touting changes to your system that aren't really necessary. We expect that this is going to be taken away, and it's not going to continue in this manner just because people will be taking them to court over this. And I would hope that Google Chrome would take them to court with the type of information they're professing, that it could be a problem with your computer if you use Chrome.
Wow.
It's only a problem for Microsoft.
All right, remember that. All right, well, David's got the latest on this article here about the PC Manager and what you need to be looking for and how you want to certainly be wary, I guess, if you get some kind of item that says to repair by switching over to Bing, which might
exactly.
be kind of key there. Okay. David, where do people need to go to read the blog?
People go to acksmartit.com and click on my blog link. And you don't have to download the PC Manager at this point in time. But as I said earlier, it doesn't come pre-installed with Windows 11 yet.
Okay.
But we expect that to happen.
That'll be a mandatory. Okay, all right. Coming up in the future, probably. All right. David Snell, AxSmartIT in Wareham, AxSmartIT.com. David, thank you.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. AxSmartIT.com, AxSmartIT.com. David Snell joins us every week at this time on WATD.